Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 17. Sometimes Jesus tells a parable about a situation so out of the norm that it's a little bit funny. And yes, it's okay to laugh at some of the things that Jesus said. Today's parable, however, is a serious subject that hits too close to home to be even remotely funny. It's pretty easy to see ourselves in Jesus' story of a self-righteous Pharisee and a tax collector. Just in case you didn't know, in Jesus' day, Pharisees were a religious order that tried to understand and maintain every single aspect of Mosaic law. They were intent on keeping every letter of the law, even if it meant a loss of popularity, which they sometimes saw as a badge of honor. And from all indications, they tended to be very proud of their work and their status. After all, who could possibly be closer to God than those who followed all the rules? Then there were tax collectors. These people were typically considered collaborators with the Romans because they collected taxes from their own people to give over to the Roman government. They were responsible for collecting a certain allotment for Rome, and if they were able to wheedle a convenience fee or a handling charge out of people, Rome looked the other way. And from all indications, they were hated far more than the very pickiest IRS agent. After all, who could be further from God than someone who would cheat God's people and help God's enemies? So this parable is about extremes and what happens when they show up in church. One has a moment of repentance and a driving desire to find God's forgiveness. The other is reminding God of all the things that have been done correctly in God's name, as if God needed reminding. The tax collector really doesn't know how to do anything correctly. He doesn't say the right words. He makes a spectacle of himself before God and everyone else. It must be an awkward display to the Pharisee who, despite being in a situation where he should be focused on God, can't help but look at this miserable sinner and make comparisons. That's where this parable hits us. In my experience, this is something that almost all humans do. We self-justify by making comparisons. The worst one is, at least I'm not as bad as X. We can all insert our favorite sin or sinner. We may be guilty of slandering our neighbor, but at least we're not guilty of doing the things we're slandering him about. We would never stoop that low. This idea, in my opinion, feeds every kind of ism there is: racism, sexism, ageism, etc. Behind all of those is an insecure person looking for something worse than. And I honestly think we all do it, me included. The need for self-righteousness and self-justification goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden and a certain tree that shouldn't have been eaten from. Adam himself does it. Hey God, yeah, I ate the fruit you told me not to, but at least I didn't eat it first. She did. At least I is a danger to us all. It puts us in a position of moral judgment. Sometimes that's okay. Murderers are clearly wrong. But the problem comes when we say, I should be forgiven of my sins, but why would God even consider forgiving a murderer? At least I'm not as bad as that. This was the problem that Jesus had with the Pharisee. He lost his focus. He forgot that despite all the outward activities and the checking of all the appropriate boxes, he too was a sinner in need of forgiveness. He thought that because his sins weren't as egregious as the ridiculous tax collector, that maybe they weren't sins at all. And now, whatever self-realization he may have had, gets lost in self-delusion. This parable is a warning to all of us. There are those times when honesty demands that we beat our breast and cry out to God for forgiveness, despite how it looks to church professionals. As with so many aspects of our relationship with Jesus, pride and self-image must be the first things given to Him. Let us pray. Gracious God, open our eyes to the ways that pride and a false self-image leads us to try and take Your place as the judge of who is and who isn't good enough for You. God, be merciful to us, sinners all. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.